Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Parents, if you're out there listening and you have a teenager, how do you handle your teenager in a relationship? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Like, when they're at the house hanging out, what are the rules? Can they go into the bedroom? Is it open door, closed door, community spaces? Do you hang out with them all the time? 855-444-6342. Do you leave your teenager alone when they're starting off a relationship? A buddy of mine has a teenager, and he just started dating. He's like, hey, my son got his first girlfriend, and my wife had to tell me, hey, like, back off. You're always around them. And he's like, yeah, but I'm like the mom in Mean Girls.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
He's like,
oh, yikes.
And she's like, stop. You got to leave him alone. You got to give him space. But he's like, I don't know the rules. Like, am I supposed to be with them while they're hanging out all the time? Am I supposed to, like, give, like, let them go off and do their own thing? Like, where do I draw the line? 855-444-MEGA.
I think him hanging out with the little high school couple all the time is just straight up weird. He definitely needs to stop doing that. But also, I'm not in the camp of, like, okay, you can be in your bedroom with the door closed all night. I think that's kind of weird. I'm a big fan of community spaces alone. So, like, going in the basement alone fine.
Yes.
Being in the living room to watch a movie together, fine.
Why is that better than the closed door? Because the same things can happen. I don't know if you guys know this or not. When I was, I forgot how old I was, maybe eighth grade or something like that. I was really young, freshman year of high school. I got caught going to third base by a mom in a community space because I thought, like whatever, you know, who cares? And she called my mom and I got in trouble. And my mom goes, it's okay, I'm going to get him on the DARE program.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Mom, I'm not on drugs. Right. I'm just really good at baseball.
That has nothing to do with what's going on.
I'm just really good at baseball, Mom.
That is awesome.
But I was doing the same stuff in the community, stuff that everyone's nervous about behind the closed doors. Like, what's the difference? Like, what do you do? How do you navigate?
I don't know. For me, it's mentally different. I think if you want to run the risk of playing baseball in a community space.
You think, like, most people aren't me? Like, are that stupid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin, you have teenagers. How do you navigate it?
I have limited experience. I had extremely limited experience. I didn't have much of that.
Like,
when
personally?
I was growing up. Yeah, personally. And my kids kind of the same way. My daughter, you know, had a guy come over a couple of times, but they were always in the basement. But my son was kind of always there, too, as a tag-along.
Nah.
So
the son?
Yeah.
My brother. Oh, my God, I was that guy. My brother had girlfriends come over, and I was always lurking.
Yeah.
Or, like, if he did go in the room, because my parents, I think they did have we did close doors, I think. I can't remember. But I do remember being little and sitting outside the door a lot. And, like, looking, trying to look and making comments, and my brother being so annoyed. Like, I was an annoying little brother. So maybe that was, like, a C-blocker or something.
And we also don't have, the kids don't have TVs in their rooms.
Okay, that was the other point I was going to make. It's different nowadays than it was back in our day, right? Like, if, like, growing up, you had, like, a TV, that's where the PlayStation was. Now I feel like more and more families don't have things for people to do in their rooms like they used to. It is in the community area.
Yeah.
I don't know.
growing up in my parents' house, all of our bedrooms were upstairs. So there were no boys ever allowed upstairs.
Oh, they couldn't even like go upstairs, no. Bathroom, no. Laundry room?
Not at all.
No, wow.
But,
okay.
So we would all just hang out in the basement. And I remember my dad, I don't think one time would ever dare to go into the basement. But my mom sometimes would come down and hang out. And I always thought it was fun.
What? See, this mind-boggling would be like, upstairs? Nothing. You're not allowed to step foot. Oh, go downstairs. You can just wander around.
A bed like, just feels different.
Different.
Yeah,
interesting.
It just does.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I think a bed feels a little different.
Okay. Any other parents out there that have teenagers, how do you navigate relationships? Do they go to the movies by themselves? Do they go on date nights by themselves? Do you drop them off at a restaurant if they're not driving it and they have their like their first boyfriend and girlfriend? How do you navigate teenage relationships? It's tricky. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. We'll take your calls on this next on the Brett Maga Show. Parenting, it's tricky. It's challenging. If you have teenage kids, what is your rule on if they're in a relationship and do they go on dates together? Do they hang out at the house one-on-one? And where do they hang out with when they're at the house? 855-444-MEGA. Do you hang out with them when you're at the house? I have a buddy of mine, his son just got his first girlfriend, and he said his wife had to keep him in check, like, hey, you're hanging out with the kid. It's way too much. You're like always wanting to play Fortnite with them or something. And he's like, yeah, but I'm like a cool dad.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
You know what's interesting about the parents, though? Like you said, your mom would go down in the basement. We had you have to find that fine line as parents because everyone wants to go to the house where the mom is cool. Like we all joke around in Mean Girls, but she was kind of cool until she wasn't.
Right.
Like, we had a friend, like Ashley's mom, Ashley Kapari. Her mom was the coolest. And then we're all kind of like, Ashley, your mom is still here. Like, it's super, like, we had to, like, tell her, like, we loved hanging out at your house, but now we don't want to hang out at your house at all anymore. You got to find that. It is tricky.
Then you also have the opposite side where if you are so strict, the leash is on so tight.
Yep.
You don't know what they're doing when they finally get a chance of freedom. They could be sneaking around. They could be lying. So it's a really, really hard line. You don't know.
The other question I have is when do they start like doing the one-on-one time? Like I remember like early on in relationships, everything was at the mall. Nowadays, the mall doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
It was like, I go meet up my friends at the mall. And you just like hang out at the mall with your girlfriend and hold hands.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's that change where it's like, I want to come over and do like one-on-one time and you're just going to watch a show together. And then where do you watch the show or what do you even do at the house?
Yeah, you know, I think when my daughter was dating a guy, they would do a lot of FaceTiming. Like she'd be in her room and I guess, okay, you don't go in there, but he's not physically there, but who knows what's going on the phone.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, gosh.
You know? Oh, geez, Kevin.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I'm just saying. But I don't want to think that way. And I think a lot of parents don't want to think that way. You're like out of sight, out of mind.
I do think like there's the other thing. The other component is like you could be gay. So like well, there's no boys allowed in the bedroom clothes. It's like, yeah, but I could go with my best friend. And then all of a sudden.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's a whole other beast.
That's a whole. Yep. This is why parenting is so hard. And this is why Kevin said, we just don't even think about it. No, and we just say,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.